Okay. All right, then where you kept your hogs then?
Here, in a homemade pen. You know, and just for friends.
Yeah.
Then you take them out in the morning and you turn them loose, let them go grade out. Then you bring them back horseback. Because I used to take care of about 32 hogs every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because we used to kill one hog every month.
One a month?
One a month. That would give us all the meat and lard that we need for the whole year.
What about a place where, what would you do after you strain the milk? Tell me about
that. You would strain that milk, then you let it get cold.
How'd you get it cold?
You would have to put it in a well. Put the milk in a jug.
Uh-huh.
Put it down in the well, it would get cool. They had no ice at that time.
Yeah.
Then after that, you put it up, then you pick the cream, you churn that butter. And you eat the milk.
Yeah. Tell you what, okay, now, the other places where you kept, other parts, you know, other animals, have any other places where you kept chickens?
Pasture to keep the cattle.
Uh-huh.
And horses, mules.
Yeah.
But at night time, they all was in one lot at night. In the daytime, it was in separate lot. Cow would go in one place, the hog would go in one place, the mule would go in the field.
Uh-huh.
That's how it was.
Okay. What about the place where all the animals would walk around together? Do you have a name for that, maybe? Where you keep all animals together in one place?
No. You see, at night you would put in your mules and cattle in the barn.
Barnyard.
And the hog would be in the pen, you see. Now in the daytime you had a large pasture to put them in.
I see. Okay. You call it a barnyard or any place?
It would be a barnyard.
Okay. Tell me about, you ever raise cotton?
Sure, raised on a cotton farm.
Tell me about the work you had to do with cotton.
Well, you prepare your land in February.
Mm-hmm.
Thoroughly have it thoroughly clean, and you plant your cotton on the 15 days of March, and work it well. You had to work it a mule at that time, you know?
Yeah.
With a harrow. Hoe it, then when it would come to mature that it would have bolt and make cotton, go in the field and pick it up, put it in a sack, bring it home, put it in the loft until the gin would be open and then you sell it.
Uh-huh. Now what about undesirable grass in a cotton field you didn't want in there?
You had to hoe it. Hold my hand. They ain't had no poison at that time. The poison the grass out your cotton, you know?
Yeah.
You had to keep it clean by hand.
Okay.
And then after that, well, it's altogether different, you know, now. Put your poison in your cotton, you know, I have to hold it. At that time, you had to hold your cotton. Keep the grass down.
Now, Mr. Joe, what about the, what'd you call it? Cotton and corn grow in a, they call that a?
Well, at that time you wouldn't plant them together.
Uh-huh.
Some people would put corn crossway in the cotton. See, the cotton rows was this way. Then you would put a heel of corn on this row, a heel on the next row, clean across the cut. Well, that would make your extra corn, you see.
Uh-huh.
Make two crops in one piece of land.